Well, sewing Snenton is underway, and one of the reasons that I really found out about today, apart from walking past and seeing the really vibrant, bright sign that is at the side of the road, is an organisation called Snenton Alchemy, and someone called Tom Hughes, who I met through Twitter, who's going to just tell you a little bit about himself and Snenton Alchemy, but I will let him spell and tell you his own Twitter name, because I can never remember how to pronounce or spell it. Tom.
Well, it's... well, really, it's Buzzjow, but it's B-U-Z-D-J-O-W, and it kind of came across about because I was asked at the bus stop up the road whether there was a Buzzjow, and being kind of a bit middle class, I didn't understand what this person was saying, but it meant, is there a bus due? And so, not knowing that, I thought it kind of, yeah, it was an interesting name. So, that's me.
So, tell us about Snenton Alchemy.
Well, Snenton Alchemy is a local community organisation. Basically, started out from the local alchemy initiative, which is about essentially keeping money within a community. So, promoting projects which have a sort of a community social angle, but also involve improving the environment and sustainability and enterprise. So, there's a kind of business and money angle to it. It's all essentially about if you can keep money within a community rather than sending it out to you know, national, global, international corporations, then the community can actually grow its under its own resources.
And so this is for businesses in Snenton. So what sort of businesses are here in Snenton, and who's taking part so far in Alchemy?
Well, there's actually a huge variety of businesses in the area already that not a lot of people know about. So one of the things is to promote trade between businesses within Snenton, and one of the connected projects is the Snenton Business Forum, which still actually has a directory of Snenton businesses online. So one of the main things with that project was to get all the businesses locally signed up, so at least to say to people, the first thing to do is perhaps check whether you can get something in your local area before you assume you have to go somewhere else to buy it. So before you jump in your car and go off to B&Q, just check out if the local hardware store has what you need, and then you can do the pricing thing. But, you know, it's seeing if you can do things locally first.
So this is great. So the Snenton Alchemy just relaunched a website, which is how I kind of found out. I think I'm doing a search on Twitter for Snenton, so every time Snenton is mentioned, I get a little notification, and that's how I found out about the site. So just tell us a little bit about the site.
Well, the site is obviously to communicate more about what we do, but to allow people to essentially understand what's happening in Snenton. One of the things Alchemy can do is not necessarily try and replicate things that other organisations do, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Snenton, a lot of groups doing excellent work, but to be a kind of a hub, a centre where people can find out information about what's going on. So the website's based on that kind of idea, and a key part of that is to create the What's On in Snenton calendar. So that's a Google calendar that anyone can subscribe to.
Brilliant.
And we collect together events and things that are happening. So our own meetings, other groups' meetings, and also events like this one, the Sewing Snenton kind of garden event goes on there. So you can subscribe to that, put it in your Google calendar, and you'll know what's on.
That's great. So just to finish up, the Snenton Alchemy website, if you can remember that URL, your own Twitter, and Snenton Alchemy Twitter.
Okay, so the website is snenton-alchemy.com. My Twitter is Buzzjow, B-U-Z-D-J-O-W, and the Snenton Alchemy Twitter is Snenton Alchemy. Now, Snenton, spelled S-N-E-I-N-T-O-N.
Snenton.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for talking to me.
Thanks very much.